What's going on, everybody? Welcome in to the Tuesday, April 9th, 2024 edition of the Daily Energy News Beat Stand-Up. Here are today's top headlines. First up, Jamie Dimon calls to push stop to all oil and gas projects, quote, enormously naive in his quarterly or in his yearly investor letter. Great story. Next up, environmentalists suing to shut down power plant providing 9% of California's power. We love a good California story. Next up, the odds of $100 oil are rising as supply shocks convulse the market. Next up, Exxon's expanded UK refinery to supply first diesel in early 2025. Global elites have no master plan to replace crude oil, rather other than lining their wallets. This is an interesting twist on a great one. I got to love the cover art on this one. Stu will then toss it over to me. I will quickly cover what's going on in the oil and gas markets. Oil price is fairly stagnant today at $86. Can't complain there. And then we did get an interesting note out of the FTC. Chesapeake and Southwestern merger delayed after FTC seeks more information. Ooh, ooh, ooh. We will talk about all that and a bag of chips, guys. As always, I am Michael Tanner, joined by Stuart Turley. Where do you want to kick us off?
Hey, let's start off with our buddy there, Jamie Dimon. I'll tell you, he's a hoot. Absolutely a hoot. Dimon calls to stop all oil and gas enormously naive. Michael, yesterday on Twitter, I have to say, one of the funniest posts I've ever seen was this lady sitting on a Southwest flight with "just stop oil." And somebody was asking her, "When you land?" All right, so let's go on with this story. Our allied nations need secure and affordable energy resources, including critical nations like Japan, Korea. Most of European allies would like to depend on the United States for their energy. We need to be able to deliver our energy. We're not doing it. But this whole move, when asked Monday about Dimon's comments, White House Jean Pierre, whatever her name is, Pierre, said, is U.S. is producing record amounts of oil and gas where the nation invests in transitioning to sources of cleaner energy. You got to love it.
Yeah, I mean, I think what Jamie Dimon is saying is obvious. If you look at the facts, I think it's unique in the fact that we haven't seen this. You know, most global elites, as we'll cover in the last segment, they want to switch from oil and gas off of, they want to switch to oil and gas to renewables. So very interesting. I love to see Jamie Dimon, quote, our allies, nations that need secure and affordable energy resources, including critical nations like Japan, Korea, most of our European allies, would like to be able to depend on the United States for energy, he said in his letter. I echo those sentiments.
And I've been talking with George McMillan about this, and that, I would not want to do business with the current administration if I was another country. We are going to lose Japan right now. They're already aligning, and we can write this down now. They are aligning with, are you ready? China and Russia. Ugh. Japan. We're losing Japan.
Which is not good. Which is not good.
No, this is terrible. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the next one here. Environmentalists suing to shut down the power plant providing 9% of California's power. Diablo Canyon, I am sorry. You can't buy this kind of a Monday eclipse entertainment. Welcome to California. Holy smokes. The DOE awarded $1 billion to keep the plant open. I mean, Governor Newsom, grease monkey hair, actually says, wait a minute, we're going to keep this bad dog open. You try to run the country with 9% less electricity, it's going to be bad. Listen to this quote. As we experienced during the record heat wave last September, climate change driven extreme events are causing unprecedented stress on our power grid. The Diablo Canyon power plant is important to support reliability. Holy smokes. That Governor Newsom said that. I don't like him. He said it. He's got it, but he's still got these people wanting to change him out of it.
Blind squirrel finds cheese once in a while.
A grease monkey pulled the hair out of his eyes, I guess. I don't know.
Diablo Canyon has been fought from the beginning by, this is the latest environmental group. Who knows what will happen?
Oh, it's been applied.
Luckily, we did see in January, the Biden administration did chip in $1 billion to help extend the service life. So there's that there. It's a catch 22 with these environmentalist folks.
Oh yeah. My personal opinion is I think that those environmental group are funded by very bad people to cause disruption. Let's go to the next story. The odds of $100 oil are rising as supply shocks convulse through the market. This is pretty interesting. A recent move by Mexico to slash its crude exports is compounding a global squeeze. It's also because Mexico doesn't want to sell oil to the United States. You know why? They don't like Biden. I'm serious.
I was
even his own mother doesn't like him.
Okay. I'm sure she does. But no, I mean, there's a lot of geopolitical pressure around what's going on with oil prices. And you could be right. You could be this is the Mexico-Russian short squeeze to drive prices up to $100 and get Biden out of there. Very interesting.
We have got to do this, Michael. You and I and RT and David Blackman and everybody else, we've got to get there and we've got to reenact that one horrible spaghetti Western when we're all looking at each other and we're Mexico, we're Russia, we're looking like this and we're hearing that music playing around in the background. Who's going to, this is a Mexican-Russian standoff.
No kidding. But no, hey, we just saw it on the ticker behind me, guys. Oil's up to $86.
Isn't that nuts?
We could be very close to $100 oil.
Mexico, U.S., Qatar, and Iraq cut their combined oil flows by more than 1 million barrels per day.
They're putting the squeeze on Biden.
They are. And you know what? David Blackman, we love us some David Blackman, just put out on his Daily Caller or a Telegraph article. He put out there and said, guess what? He's marking it on the calendar. Biden is probably going to release more of the SPR because it's the only way he's going to try to get some prices down. And that one is a David Blackman. We put it on the calendar. And I guarantee you, he's going to try to rob it again.
Crazy. Sorry. What's next?
Let's go to a better story here. Exxon's expanded UK refinery to supply first diesel in early 2025. Michael, this one is actually a smart move by ExxonMobil. ExxonMobil is expanding its UK site and will start delivering diesel from the expanded Fawley refinery in early 2025. The diesel producing unit could be reconfigured later to make jet fuel or sustainable aviation fuel from vegetable oils. Okay, I'm going to borrow somebody's, never mind. There's a lot of molecular magic we can do with this kit. I think that's great, but diesel is going to be around for a while. And the fact that this is a newer investment into downstream that can be used in multiple different ways is the way it should be done.
Yeah. That's I mean, this is what you should be doing in terms of an R&D fund.
Exactly.
As an integrated oil and gas company like Exxon, these are the type of investments you should be making, in my opinion, versus, doing what Total Energy does, doing what Equinor does, going and buying in BP, going and buying all these wind farms. This is a much better type of investment as integrated oil and gas company. So I applaud this. And the UK needs the diesel. So
And low sulfur, I'm all in. I am all in for the low sulfur diesel. And 40% could reduce imports into Britain. That is huge. That is absolutely well done. Hats off to ExxonMobil. Yep.
Let's go to this last one.
Oh, the picture is absolutely horrific. I don't know who did this one.
That, Ms. Producer, can you pull this one up here?
Speaking of a eclipse today. Okay, global elites have no master plan to replace crude oil other than lining their wallets. This is actually from Ron Stein, and I'm interviewing him next week on the 16th. And this is actually, he's a good friend of the show. The elephant in the room that no one wants to discuss is that crude oil is the foundation of our materialistic society. It is the basis of all products and all fuels demanded by the 8 billion on this planet. To only 1 billion existed less than 200 years ago.
Wow. Yeah,
crude oil. This is something people forget, Michael. Crude oil is almost never used to generate electricity. But when manufactured into petrochemicals, it is used for virtually everything else. Even Diablo Canyon, like we just talked about.
Yep.
You can't make half of the stuff. You can't use the petrochemicals for your microphone, for your iPhone or any of the things that you need. Yeah, you can have power, but you got to have oil to make your iPhone.
No, you absolutely need it.
So crude oil products are essential. And I'm all in for doing this. Without crude oil, there'd be nothing that needs electricity. What a line from Ronald. Everything that needs electricity to function, like iPhones, computers, data centers, x-ray machines, is made with petrochemicals. Got to hand it to him. And then, Ms. Producer, if you could bring this up, life without oil is a graphic that is amazing. You can have nuclear. You can have wind farms, but you ain't going to have medicine, cosmetics, and holy smokes. You know what? There'd be a lot less wrecks on the highway if we had no cosmetics. Women would not be putting makeup on in traffic. I think that would be phenomenal. What do you think?
I'm more worried about the medicine, to be honest with you. I'm more worried about no medicine, but
and
absolutely unbelievable. We love Ronald Stein.
We do. And with that, we're going to have another discussion with him next week on the 16th. So hats off to Ronald. Off to you now, dude.
Yeah, we'll jump to finance, but first we'll pay the bills here, guys. As always, check us out, world's greatest website, www.energynewsbeat.com, the best place for all your energy and oil and gas news. We appreciate everybody who's reached out, tell us that they love the website. We're gonna keep cranking here, guys. Stu and the team, as always, again, do a tremendous job making sure that website stays up to speed. Everything you need to know to be the tip of the spear when it comes to the energy and oil and gas business dashboard at energynewsbeat.com for all your data energy news combo. Check the description below. It's going to have all the links and the timestamps to the articles, especially if you're on Spotify. We're working on it. If you're on an iTunes podcast listener, but if you're on Spotify, chapters work great. We also are rolling out a lot of cool stuff, guys. So as always, www.energynewsbeat.com. In terms of all overall finance stuff too, you know, we saw S&P 500 basically flat, only down about 0.5% to, 0.05 percentage points, which is basically flat. Same there for the NASDAQ. 10-year yields and 2-year yields are absolutely flat. Dollar index down about 0.15 percentage points. Bitcoin up 3%, 71,700 right now. Crude oil down about 0.5%, 86.43. With Brent oil 90.74, mainly off the back of, you know, renewed push for a ceasefire between Hamas and Israel. Israel began actually withdrawing and reducing its troop count in southern Gaza as fresh round of ceasefire talks did come up. So, you know, that did drop oil price. I mean, it's kind of funny. Ceasefire talks, lower oil prices. It's a crazy world we live in, guys. But I will take that. We're still trading above $86. There are also some signs of rising oil stocks. You got to love this. Where's that? You know, we also are seeing, where is this? Well, again, that's why you don't trust Reuters, folks, because they're just throwing stuff in it to titles. But stocks are good. They're going to continue to rise. We saw a build in the petroleum reserve last week. It may or may not. Yeah. whether it continues or not, doesn't matter, that we're still teetering on this interesting bend. And I think I tend to lean more, we're going to see $100 oil than we're going to see $60 oil at this point, if only because I think the short squeeze is on from the stuff we covered about Mexico, what we've seen in Russia, what we've seen OPEC's doing. They want to drive the price up to get Biden out of there. That's my prediction. I'm on the 100 side versus I am on the negative or the $60 oil side.
Say that again. They want the oil price higher to get Biden out of there?
Yeah. I think what they want to do is they're putting the short squeeze on Biden. They're restricting all of this. Why is Mexico coming out? Mexico doesn't like dealing with Biden.
No.
Trump or Putin doesn't like dealing with Biden. He'd rather deal with Trump. So why, if you can increase oil prices, pull back on your production a little bit, drive the price over to $100, still make money, and get the guy you'd prefer in there.
Wow. Wow.
The short squeeze, baby. It's the short squeeze.
Wow. He doesn't even know he's getting squeezed, does he?
No. The only other thing I saw today, Stu, super interesting. Chesapeake Southwestern delay merger closing after FTC seeks more information. Interesting. So here we go, guys. Chesapeake Energy and Southwest Energy said today that they're going to be pushing back their merger to the second half after receiving U.S. regulator second request for information. U.S. lawmakers have sought increased security by the FTC over these multi-billion dollar deals. You got to give, as a reminder, guys, 50 Democrats in Congress urged the regulator to probe oil and gas company deals and expand current investigations in industry competition. Multiple requests on Exxon Pioneer have come up, along with Chevron and Hess. Oxy Crown Rock also said that. Chesapeake and Chevron came out today and said they're going to review. This is super interesting, Stu. The FTC is going to scrutinize these more and more. All of these aggressive closing dates that are thrown out. We're dropping Chord Enerplus, the deal spotlight today. One of the things that me and John Farrell talk about is the aggressive closing nature of Chord Enerplus. They think it's going to, this was done after Chesapeake and Southwestern, and they thought it was going to close before. Obviously not going to add up. I think this adds a lot of fuel to fire that says it's going to be hard to get some of these deals closed.
Wow.
It's interesting. Yeah. It's interesting. We haven't heard anything yet. Shares of both companies were down 1.2 percentage points for Chesapeake and 1.7 for Southwestern. That's on gas prices up 3.5% today to $1.81. Ooh, not good. When you get an increase of gas prices, you're a gas heavy player and you go down because the FTC is delaying your merger. Thanks, Biden. What else you got, Stu?
I'm wondering if we're going to have another eclipse tomorrow. That one was so much fun today. Just the memes alone were hilarious.
Yeah, no, the memes were good on the eclipse. We hope everybody enjoyed it yesterday. As always, guys, I think we're going to go ahead and let you get out of here, though. Appreciate you checking us out. World's Greatest Podcast, EnergyNewsBeat.com. For Stuart Turley and Michael Tanner. We'll see you tomorrow, folks.